Since it was founded in the summer of 2013, the nonprofit Marshallese Educational Initiative has worked to facilitate intercultural dialogue between Marshallese and non-Marshallese residents in Northwest Arkansas. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, the organization is moving into new and larger headquarters in Springdale, where staff plan to launch a new 8-month Marshallese Youth Academy.
The Marshallese Educational Initiative works to illuminate and sustain the cultural practices of migrant Marshallese, more than 12,000 who've settled in Northwest Arkansas under a compact of free association with the U.S. In the mid-20th century, the Marshall Islands were ground zero for more than 67 U.S. nuclear weapons tests, resulting in radioactive fallout contaminating several atolls, including Wongelap. That's where Faith Jebos's mother was born.
I was born in Springfield, Missouri. Yeah, so my parents came from the Marshall Islands to go to college. They went to Evangel. That time was Evangel College, now it's Evangel University.
Faith Jebos, who's served as director of programming for the Marshallese Educational Initiative, will assume a new role as director of MEI when it relocates to new headquarters in the Center for Nonprofits in Springdale on Emma Avenue.
Yes, we've gone from 100 square feet to 400 square feet, so it's four times bigger, yay!
The Marshallese Educational Initiative promotes cultural, intellectual, and historical awareness of Marshallese migrants in Arkansas. MEI combines scholarly research with practical outreach efforts. For example, MEI staff, scholars, and volunteers have recorded and archived more than 50 traditional islander oral histories, as well as songs for public access. MEI also hosts cultural competency classes for non-Marshallese and develops resources for K-12 teachers of Marshallese students, including a Marshallese curriculum for U.S.-born Marshallese, says Faith Jebos.
They don't know what was what we call Joey, where they're from, what their Joey is, what their lineage is, and also some Marshallese language, because a lot of our children are losing their language as well.
Now, with a $150,000 technical assistant program grant from the U.S. Department of Interior's Office of Insular Affairs, MEI plans to expand operations as well as coordinate the area's first Marshallese Youth Academy.
Well, the Youth Academy is, we're going to be recruiting kids to be a part of this academy. We're going to show them leadership skills, teach them their culture, their Marshallese culture, language skills, some language skills. And then we'll have a mentor program through that. They'll also be mentoring younger kids. And so this is what the academy entails.
The Youth Academy will also promote educational retention and attainment, biliteracy, and respect for Marshallese cultural traditions and artistic endeavors, Jebos says. The new center will feature workshops on financial literacy and civic engagement, a notary service, translation and interpreter assistance, and resume building. Due to the work of the Marshallese Educational Initiative, more students are provided tools to access higher education. Enrollment in recent years at Northwest Arkansas Community College and the U of A have almost tripled.
And we want to encourage higher education.
MEI also works with area businesses and agencies who interface with Marshall Islanders in Northwest Arkansas.
They don't understand the Marshallese culture, and a lot of their advocates are leery to work with Marshallese people because they don't understand the culture. So that's where we come in. We are helping them to understand our culture, our history, and why Marshallese people have migrated here, and the differences between the Marshallese culture and American culture, because it is very, very different.
The organization also works to orient Marshallese who continue to move to the region.
Well, our vision is to help new Marshallese that are coming into this community assimilate to the community, assimilate to the culture, help non-Marshallese understand us, where we're coming from, and how different it is for us to live here than it is to live in the Marshall Islands.
Faith Jibas, a founding member of the Marshallese Educational Initiative, was instrumental in planning a nuclear remembrance day at the Clinton Presidential Library in Little Rock several years ago. She also conducts outreach with nuclear-affected Native American community leaders in the southwestern U.S. Additional MEI staff include Christopher Balos, a community advocate and Marshallese youth leader, former Marshallese Consul General Carmen Chungum, who serves as a primary translator and educational consultant, and April Brown, MEI's co-founder and president. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.